Ben, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Sean.
Thanks very much for joining us here on The Daily. Now, first off, just give us a bit of an idea how this situation has come about. What's actually causing this this blowout for future unpaid education loans?
Well, when you go to uni, what happens is that the government pays for around about half of your course. It gives money straight to the university. And the rest of it, the student's contribution is borrowed. So that's called a higher education loan program, or HELP. It used to be called HEX.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that works is that as a student, after you graduate and you get back into the workforce, you pay that back when you earn more than about $54,000 a year. Now, of course, some people never earn $54,000, so they don't pay their loans back.
Mm. So what kind of solutions is the Turnbull government currently looking at?
Well, it looks as though what they're going to pursue is fee deregulation, which is actually going to make the problem worse. So it looks as though the government under Education Minister Simon Birmingham is still committed to deregulating university fees. So this will mean that the universities will be able to charge whatever they like for people to go to university. Now, that's going to mean that university fees skyrocket, really. They're going to go up by quite a large amount. And that's going to mean that the government's going to have to be owed a lot more money.
Now, in an article for the New Matilda, you've called this Turnbull plagiarising his ideas from Tony Abbott's failed agenda. What did you mean by that?
Oh, sure. Okay, so this has been a coalition policy since 2014. So this was very much on the agenda when Peter Dutton was the education minister under Tony Abbott. When Simon Birmingham came in to be the new education minister under Malcolm Turnbull, he delayed this plan for about a year because the government couldn't get it through the Senate. But now he's signalling that it's back on the table and the government wants to proceed with it from 2017.
This is kind of going with the new slogan, continuity with change, I suppose.
Yeah, well, plenty of continuity there. there is the problem that the government would have to get it through the Senate, and it's shown no signs of being able to do that so far.
Now, Labor and the universities, though, they have to take some responsibility for this situation, surely. I mean, haven't Tony Abbott and Turnbull been left with a bit of an impossible situation from them?
Labor did make some mistakes in office, I think, but I don't think we should be too critical of Labor's agenda, because what Labor wanted to do was to expand the opportunity for students. So it allowed more students to go to university. And that's one of the reasons why there are more outstanding loans. Now, you could argue that really the problem here is not so much that Labor expanded the number of university places. It's rather that the coalition wants to cut funding to the universities and allow them to make up the difference by charging students more. That's what's going to drive the blowout in the HELP program, not so much Labor's expansion of the university places.
Well, yeah, cuts of up to about 20% of university funding. How does the coalition actually justify that?
Well, they justify it by saying that students who graduate will earn more throughout their careers, so therefore they should take on more of the burden of paying for higher education.
And university deregulation, the fee deregulation is what we're talking about. How much of an increase do you think that could see in the cost of education?
Oh, tens of thousands of dollars for the average degree. We are going to be seeing degrees that it cost $100,000. Very, very significant rises in fees. And of course, under the current system, it's the government that sets the fees, but under a deregulated system, it will be the universities that set the fees. So you'll expect fees to go up every year.
And perhaps just as a final point, Ben, since you have been keeping your eye on this situation, another proposal that's been put on the table is lowering the salary threshold for higher education loan repayments. What do you make of that one personally?
Yes, that's right. The Grattan Institute has put forward a proposal to lower the repayment threshold down to about $42,000. And they justify that by saying it will better target the subsidy, basically. What that means is it's going to make poorer students pay. So if you're earning $42,000 as a graduate in Sydney, I don't think you're exactly wealthy. You're probably just getting by, and you're going to have to start paying 3 or 4% of your salary in extra tax. So it's a pretty significant burden that that will place on lower and lower middle income earners. So I think it's regressive. That is, it makes things less equal.
Well, Ben, thank you very much. Do appreciate you joining us, giving us a little bit of an insight into this one this morning.
My pleasure, Sean.